Lake of the Ozarks is known around the country and really around the world for these big racing events that go on. And one that we're going to be talking about next is the August 27th through 30th, 2026, Camden-on-the-Lake Resort area for the Super Cat Fest. Alvin Heathman is going to be joining us next on this Bobcast to bring you all the details, what you can expect to get involved at this very exciting event coming up in late August. This Bobcast brought to you by DocWorks. You know, don't have doc envy. Get your doc from DocWorks. Talked with Emily recently, and she indicated they'll be working on docs all the way up to like the 60-mile marker. So if you're anywhere in the Lake of the Ozarks area, when the 0 to 60 or up in any of the arms of the lake, you know, the Gravois, the Glaze, you know, the Nagwas, get in touch. If you need a new dock, if you need dock repairs, or if you're adding on or making it smaller because you're downsizing, whatever it might be, get a hold of DocWorks. Here's Emily, and she's going to tell you how to get in touch with them.
Hi, this is Emily with DocWorks. From design to delivery, we can make it happen for you. Give me a call to start the process or to get answers to your questions about new docks, additions or modifications, or repairs. 573-964-1919. That's 573-964-1919. Or visit our website at docworks.net.
So grab your gear, let the water surround. You'll find the adventure where joy can be found. Whether under the sun or in moonlight's glow, if you're not on the water, you're dreaming afloat. This love for the boating, it runs deep in our the best bet yet.
Hi, Captain Bob here. Thanks for checking out my Bobcast. What you're about to hear is an interview about boating, products, services, innovation awards, events on the water, a lot about boating safety and training, clean waterways, boat shows and expos where I set up to meet you in person. Stories are from coast to coast with persons and organizations that promote the enjoyment of boating and the lifestyle that we love. Thanks to our sponsors like Boat US and Towboat US, Smart Plug, DockWorks, Polylift Boat Lifts, Slip Assist, Cool Breeze Marine got props, Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Association too, and we welcome two new sponsors to Bobcast for boaters. We want to include Big Thunder Marine, their Speed and Luxury Showroom, Family Boating Center, the Wake Effects Pro Shop too, Ozark Yacht Club, the Yacht Haven, Glen Cove Marina, Big Thunder at Horseshoe Bend, the home of the Wave Baffle. And we also welcome as a new sponsor, Kicker Marine Audio.
It's not just music, it's the spirit we deliver. Every song sounds better with a kicker. Yeah, every song sounds better with a kicker.
Well, another great year of boating events at Lake of the Ozarks, and today let's talk a little bit about the upcoming Super Cat Fest. And with us, Alvin Heathman, as always, great to see you, and here we go for another great year.
It's good seeing you, Bob.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the history of Super Cat Fest. You know, kind of give us a rundown of how this all started, and it's really grown over the years.
Well, I guess I kind of started out with doing the offshore race here at the Camden on the Lake. I believe that was 07. Actually, Dave Scott gave me a call and asked if I'd help out. And I said, absolutely, because I always thought the Ozarks was a great place for a race. So anyway, got involved in that and got heavily involved. And then the race wasn't coming back in 2010, But we had a meeting over, I think it was called Bootleggers then. And then, you know, it's more than the GM from the hotel was there. Gary Pruitt was there, I believe, Tim Sebow. And seeing what it would cost to bring an offshore race back because, you know, it was done. And I put out there the numbers that I thought it would take. And then when we was leaving, going out the parking lot, the GM from this hotel at that time, he goes, Alvin, we're dead on shootout weekend. What can we do? And I said, well, let me think about it. And it hit me. I said, you know what? You know, there was a skater fest that was years prior to that that Rich Lures and Doug Lewis had created on the East Coast. Well, Doug Lewis had passed away, and it just was non-existent. So I called Pete up and asked Pete what he thought, Pete from Skater. And he goes, I mean, I think you're crazy, but you do it, I'll come out. So anyway, 2010 was the first Skater Fest that we had here. And then 2011 was Skater Fest. And then there was a couple of fractions that broke away, or I wouldn't say broke away, but kind of started their own Skater Fest. So I was thinking, well, that's diluting my deal I got going on here. So it made me change the name, Super Cap Fest. And honestly, it was the best thing that ever happened to me because it's grown over the years. And you know, I think, 2026, so that'd be, 16 years now, 17 years?
Very good. Yeah, we're talking about the Camden on the Lake facilities up here next to Horny Toad and Shady Gators. What a great active cove this is. You also have a Super Cat Fest on another lake around the country. Tell us about Lake Havasu.
Lake Havasu, Arizona, and then I think we just did, I've done 5 total now out there. And it continues to grow, and it just, you know, it's definitely a great place to do an event like that. I wish they had a hotel on property, but they don't. But you know, you manage, you maneuver, and it's turned out to be a very big one itself. And right now, also in the works, is we're probably going to end up doing one in Florida next year down in the Keys. And, lining up the ducks for that one itself. But, you know, that's kind of – and then I think after that, I'm three's all I need to do.
All right. For listeners that may not know, they may be familiar with boat racing and that kind of thing and the shootout offshore and that kind of stuff, lake race and that. Got my lake race T-shirt on. But tell us what is a Super Cat?
Well, a Super Cat is a brand of boat, a style. You know, it's short for catamaran. And what Supercat is, it's more of a high-performance boat, catamaran. I mean, there's not a boat here that does, comes to the events. It's not over 100 mile an hour anymore. Pontoon boats easily hit those numbers. But, you know, some of them, you know, they all run well over 100. And, you know, there's a couple of them that's been through here that's gone well over 200 mile an hour.
Yeah.
So it's, and we bring that here at the hotel. We showcase the boats. And, you know, it's a great public draw. For the, you know, the people to get down on the docks and socialize with the owners of the boats and then be able to see the exotic hardware that's presented out there because, you know, there's not too many places that you can really come view it, that much hardware at one place. You know, sitting at the docks, especially at night. I mean, last year, Friday night, that's the most people I've ever seen. It keeps growing, but...
Let's talk a little bit about the fact that this is a benefit. And so you have an auction and there's other things that go into that. Mm-hmm. Tell us what the benefit is and why you decided on that.
Well, it was just one of those things. When I first started the event, I didn't want to do the auction. You know, a lot of places do it. And I figured, well, these guys go all over the country. They get hit up all the time. And, you know, I just wanted to keep this, you know, a laid-back event, which, you know, to me, that's what it's all about, is being laid-back. You know, we don't do anything on water. You come here.
Cruise around, yeah.
Exactly. You go to enjoy your day and come back here, and then we'll throw the party. And so anyway, I think it was 2014-15. There was a guy by the name of Derek McCormick. And he pulled a lot of boats around the country, whether it's manufacturers or individuals, poker runs, races, boat shows. And then I remember it was Cocoa Beach was coming up, or he was there, and he had a lump on his throat and realized, or he went to the doctor, and he had throat cancer. So anyway, with no insurance. And then, so, you know, the guys rallied around and, you know, approached me, said, how about running an auction for him? And I say, guys, I'll do whatever I can. I can put the platform on, but I'm running out of man hours. So anyway, we all worked together, and, you know, the guys got some stuff rounded up. And then John Woodruff, John's a huge promoter of the event and the charities and stuff like that. And he knew Derek well, too. Well, since he didn't have insurance, Derek really couldn't get admittance anywhere. And then John made a phone call to Mayo Clinic, got Derek right in. It's huge. And then we at the event, that in 2 hours, you know, this is kind of a, what do you want to call it? Winging it.
Yeah.
And so anyway, we raised $70,000 in 2 hours.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It was very nice. And it's just one of those things is a couple things I learned is, you know, when I told you earlier about, you know, I didn't want to bother the guys with the auction and stuff like that and hit them up. But I found out they love it. They do love supporting the community and things like that. It's just that was a learning lesson on me. So anyway, shortly after that, anyway, it's gone well.
Right.
Yeah.
And now it's called Super Catfish for Kids.
Super Catfish for Kids.
Super Catfish.
Yeah.
So how does that come about?
It started out with I was approached to continue on with the auctions, you know, partnered up with the auction. Mm-hmm. And my deal was I don't have a problem. I think it's great. But I believe in making donations, real donations. And so anyway, the deal was, that's where the number four came from. So my thing was, if we get four charities, they should get $25,000 apiece. I don't have charities work my event whatsoever. You know, if they want to help out, they're more than welcome. They don't have to punch a clock or anything like that. And so my deal was the four charities, and if we raise 100 grand, each one of them gets 25. Pretty easy peasy. But, you know, as the thing grew, you know, I've learned, and that's where the number four came from in the name. So anyway, so what we've learned is a lot more charities out there that really do need help. You know, you've got your big charities, they've got the big funding and stuff like that, but here at Lake of the Ozarks, I always make the comment, there's a ton of money on the water. You get 100 feet off the shoreline, there's a ton of struggle going on.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of help. And we've over the years, I mean, we've raised millions, and we've donated it. I mean, I think one of my greatest things was I threw a Christmas party for the Hurricane Deca Elementary School, and we had the blow-ups in the gym. They had face painters, balloon makers, DJ music. They had hula hoops. They had the blow-up inflatables. We fed 300 people, and we bought every kid in the school a bicycle, brand new bicycle from Walmart. It was 150 bikes. And I was there attending events, standing in the corner like I usually do. What I noticed, though, is all the adults around there, kids didn't care. They were out there running around playing with each other. And it was very enjoyable. We've also helped out with beds in the community. I mean, hundreds of beds we've bought in the past. Paid off more than several school lunches, you know, when they get behind. You know, some of the families get behind. We've done that. I think another cool thing was we bought the Mid-County Fire Department a side-scan sonar. And I was surprised they didn't have one. And, as a matter of fact, when I was approached, can you help? And I made the comment, I thought you guys had one. He goes, no. I said, no, I've seen, read about it, where they do it. He goes, well, that's Missouri Highway Patrols. Mm-hmm. And you never know when we're at in the state that'll be. So anyway, we purchased this from Super Cat Fest for Kids and John Woodruff. And, you know, that was a $40,000 bill right there. And I hope they never have to use it. I'd like to see it just collect dust. That's just another thing we've done. And then, you know, just the other day, I was informed, which, you know, it's shocking, but I know Mid-County has one now, but I think they're trying to put one up in Laurier, like a baby dump-off station.
Huh.
In a fire department or something. I was, you know, I've been getting a little educated on it. And it's, I guess there's a bin that you put the baby in, and then when it's climate control. So there's, mm-hmm. you know, a signal goes out that, hey, you know, there's a baby. So I guess if a mother's struggling or a family's struggling, they can...
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, gosh. But to me, you sit there and put some more thought into something like that, and you think, oh, gosh. But what's the oh, gosh if they don't have an option like that?
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things. So I'm going to look forward to look into seeing how we can help out with Super Cat Fest for Kids on that purchase for them.
Wow, what a great story. And keeping it going is very, very important, obviously. And now tell us the date of the event and also website or Facebook where people can find out more information.
Well, you're going after the hard stuff now. Date, I believe it's August 26th through the 30th.
Okay.
And it's here at Camden on the Lake. And it's a party. And I believe it's going to be just as big, if not bigger. And the thing is, you know, one of the cool things about you'd be surprised of some of the, celebrities that come through here, which surprises me. you know, like last year, you know, we had Cletus McFarland stay here and Greg Biffle, you know, God rest his soul. And they enjoyed it. I know Greg Biffle enjoyed it because he was going to go to Super Cap Fest West. And so we talked about that. And then, you know, he had the accident. But, you know, it's just it's one of those things that you can I enjoy people watching. And what I tell a lot of people, you'll get more than several billionaires walking through here, but you'll never know because they're in T-shirts and flip-flops just like everybody else. And that's the enjoyable part. You know, you just you'll see those type of people intermingle with everybody else.
And what about a website?
We got his website. I believe it's Eric made that. It's I think it's supercapfest.net maybe.
Okay.
You know, there's the pictures on there and stuff like that. And then on the Facebook page, kind of where I, you know, I'm old school, so I'm still there. We got Super Cap Fest. That's all caps, three different words. And that's where you can, you know, if you need any information or something like that, and you just, you know, look into what we're doing. We tend to put donations where, you know, we're supporting and everything like that. And then you've got the little Barbie poker run coming up. And I met with Ashley, and I believe her husband's name's Paul. You know, they had a little one that just passed away last year. You know, it's just, and I think it's great that they're doing, you know, because this stuff ain't easy.
What about the auction? When does that take place? And is it silent or is it both silent and regular auction?
We usually had both. I think we're going to do away with the silent because it just takes too much, you know, and we've had stuff walk off here and there, and, you know, it's just stuff disappears. So we'll just do the live auction. That'll be Saturday night here at Camden on the Lake. It's definitely open to the public. We usually get great donations, and, you know, it's another good time. We have dinner and drinks, and we'll do the fireworks that night. This year, we're also going to celebrate the 250 years of freedom, so it's going to be pretty patriotic this year.
Very good. Yeah. Alvin, thanks for all you do for this, and I know people love this event, Super Cat Fest for Kids, coming up the end of August, and we'll have some more information for you as we get closer to the event. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thanks again, Alvin. We do appreciate that. Once again, Wednesday, August the 26th through this Sunday the 30th in the Camden on the Lake Resort is where all this takes place. The welcome reception party, a vintage offshore dinner party, live entertainment, bikini contest, Lotto's largest dock party, and charity auction that we've been talking about along with cocktail party. Supercatfest.net is the website. And we will talk more with Alvin as we get closer to that event in August.
Clinton, Missouri, Clinton Moan, there you go. Relax a while, take a break, where Katy Trail meets Truman Lake. Whether traveling through or coming to visit, stop by Clinton, you'll be glad you did it. Clinton, Missouri, Clinton Moan. There you go.
Old Glory Days 2026 in Clinton is July 1st through the 5th. Main stage entertainment includes country and rock artist Phil Vandal and more rock music with the old school band plus the retro nerds. Variety acts include BJ Talley and Richard Holmgren. Gospel Fest this year will include the Guardians and the Sound. There's a veterans luncheon, fireworks, motorcycle show, parade, and more. For all details, follow Old Glory Days on Facebook or go to ClintonMo.com. Clinton's Old Glory Days, July 1st through the 5th.
Thanks for listening to this Bobcast. Hope you enjoyed the topic and interview. Follow me, tell a friend, and come back for more. Check us out on BobsNoWakeZone.com.